Lieutenant General Susan Lawrence, who just took on that third star when she was named CIO earlier this month, says the direction from above, from the Army Chief of Staff, is that the network is the Army's number one modernization priority. She doesn't expect that to change when a new Chief of Staff takes over later this year. That's network, not networks. Lawrence, who spoke to members of industry at an AFSEA conference on Friday, says the Army's focused on transforming its collection of tactical networks, collectively known as Land War Net, into one single global network enterprise, accessible from anywhere, usable for any purpose, both on military bases and in the theater.
It's got to be end-to-end. General Terry has got to train his forces as he's going to fight from the foxhole to his home station. And there's a lot of second and third order effects here that we're going to see from this. One is, it's going to reduce the boots on the ground. If he is connected to his sanctuary, if he's connected to his data all the time, he doesn't have to take everything with him, because he will get to it through the network.
The idea is that Army forces in the future will be able to deploy more quickly and more effectively. They'll have one network identity rather than separate roles, credentials, and applications for their garrison network and their tactical network. Soldiers will have one email address and access to all of their data through the use of a single smart card, whether they're deployed, training, preparing for deployment, or spending downtime at home.
At any given time, only about 20% of our forces are deployed. 80% of our warfighters are in the other three phases. What network are they training on? They're training on their garrison network, which is the global network enterprise, because we're going to operationalize it for them. We're going to ensure that they can get to their battle command system from wherever they are. That's less time when they're back home having to have them deployed just so they could come up on a tactical network. They're going to be able to do this from their home stations, from their motor pool. It'll be the same network they're going to fight with no matter where we send them. And so today we have kind of this delineation between the operational network and the tactical network. But the global network enterprise is the end-to-end.
The first piece is global enterprise email, which got off and running earlier this year. Lawrence says they've migrated about 1,000 users to the new system so far. Users in the CIO's office were among the first to venture in, including Lawrence herself and Deputy CIO Mike Krieger.
I went last Friday, and the sun still came up. It's actually working very well, right? Migration's a problem, but it's working fine. I mean, I have not lost any combat effectiveness since I went over last Friday.
Krieger spoke at a separate conference last week. He says enterprise email will be the first proof of the efficiency the Army hopes to get out of its full enterprise network.
We have the largest enterprise license agreement with Microsoft, so we run Microsoft products for email, but we run them really inefficiently. Because we're the Army, right? And decentralization is the way we operate. So at Fort Belvoir, a local post, we have 8 enclaves of exchange servers operated by 8 different IT shops, you know, just humma, 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 right? Why don't we move the things that we can off post camps and station into the cloud that you've heard is going to be more secure? Perhaps you'll gain operational effectiveness. Perhaps you'll grade security. You'll certainly have a lot less system admins. And then you save a lot of money.
Another early Army component they want to flip the enterprise switch on soon is the headquarters office. The idea being that if the Chief of Staff and Army Secretary are already using enterprise email, other Army units might be less apt to resist the change. Lawrence says there have been bumps in the road, and there will be more as they speed up the migration. To sidestep some of those potential pitfalls, she says the Army will need advice from industry.
You were forced to go to this enterprise environment much quicker because yours was about a profit. And you knew you had to do things smarter to be competitive in the environment, in the IT environment that we're in. Help us not to do dumb things as we go through this and what it is we're trying to achieve. So if you see a requirement or you see a need out there, and we're talking one way and you know that's not the right way, help us, advise us. We cannot afford to do business the way we did business before. And I know that you have to make a profit, and we have a severely cut defense budget. And so we're going to have to figure this out.
But figuring that out, she says, will mean industry will need to come to the Army with fewer unproven concepts and more working products.
So this means that industry doesn't get to come in and brief us about this box and what you're going to do. It's going to have to be a product. I know that's hard to ask. But we're going to try to work with you and help you in where you put your R&D dollars, because that's important to us. We don't want you to build us another handheld device. We have 11 of them already. So what we've got to be able to do is articulate the gaps so that you are putting your R&D dollars where we need you to.
The good news for industry, Lawrence says, is that the Army plans to help them do that. The center of that activity will be at Fort Bliss, Texas. That's where a heavy combat brigade will now call home. They've been pulled out of the deployment rotation and tasked with testing new technology from the perspective of deployed soldiers.
Somewhere between 2 and 4 times a year, we are going to invite you down and have you put your IT insertion onto the network and put it in the hands of soldiers. Because at the end of the day, it's not PEOs and labs that are telling us the importance of something. It's the soldiers in the field that tell us, hey, this is cool. Now I can do this. I can do this faster. I'm able to get biometrics data back faster. I can do this. That's what we have to do. So we're going to put it in the hands of soldiers.
Lauren says that model at Fort Bliss is what she hopes will be a streamlined testing environment for new technology in the Army so the service can buy new products more quickly and more cheaply.
I want a handheld radio. I want it less than $1,000. I want a 5-year warranty on these components, and I want to buy this many of them. I don't care if the soldier breaks it. But instead, we test it to 15, you know, freaking volumes of... I have to stand on this table and drop that radio and make sure it doesn't break. Are you kidding? We got to stop that. I just want to buy it, and if the soldier runs over and breaks it, I'll buy another one. And I'll still save millions of dollars. And not only that, 5 years from now, I don't want that radio. Because you guys have already come up with the next technology.
As the Army builds its global network enterprise, Lauren says simplifying and streamlining its IT systems will dovetail nicely with the administration's directives to consolidate data centers and undertake other IT efficiencies. Getting rid of unnecessary and unjustifiable applications will be a big focus, too. As the Army makes its data center moves, it wants to keep only the applications it really needs. Lauren says unnecessary apps are expensive, as she noticed when she saw ever-growing satellite bandwidth demands from deployed troops in Iraq.
And I'm saying, what in the world are we putting in this little country that needs this much bandwidth? And so we started a database and started collecting all the applications. I quit counting after 4,200 applications. Make a decision. Set the standard. If you come to the fight in Iraq, these are the applications you will use. Train on these only. You know, we talk about cradle to grave with my great PEO brothers and sisters. And after 38 years, I don't think I've seen anything go to the grave.
She says the Army is trying to figure out what software it actually owns and runs. They've got about 60% of that question answered so far. Krieger, the deputy CIO, says they're going to have to apply litmus tests to decide what applications stay and which ones go. For instance, whether apps can use standard authentication mechanisms on the network.
Perhaps you could have a policy that says as we migrate applications, if you can't use WS Federation with the DoD forest for authentication, then we ought to kill you. And so the presidential OMB directive that says thou shall decrease the number of data centers is wonderful leadership guidance. And in the Army, we're not going to build any more data centers. We're going to shut down data centers and move applications. So I think we have a huge opportunity to clean up applications over the next 4 or 5 years.
In that same 4 to 5 years, the Army has told Defense Secretary Robert Gates that IT savings will be its biggest contribution to DoD efficiency initiatives. They're predicting $400 million in savings through the Global Network Enterprise. In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.